Yeah, yeah. Young nigga, he was tryna stay up in the crib. So you know he had to get it how he live. Where he from, ain't nobody ever question what he did. And of course he had to get it how he give. Yeah, young nigga living, he ain't had no time for fun. If you live by the gun, you die by the gun. When you at the top, man, that shit ain't any fun. Someone else is tryna be that number one now.
This is a story how he grew up, he was cold and alone. Never really had no family or home. No one talking to him, so you could just tell that he was up in his zone. Ain't no trust when you done been through so many broken homes. Young nigga on the corner, he was all by himself. Every morning he would wake up in hell. Ops watching, cops lurking, and he know it cause his name ring a bell. Baby mom at home, she wishing him well. One night this nigga Paco came up to and told him that he could help him. He said only if you ain't moving selfish. He said for sure because he knew that on the low he needed help and was selfless. And that's when he allowed Paco to help him. Couple months go by and now they living good. Driving Lambos in the hood, don't know what they gon' do with that money. But he understood. Pops grew up in Compton and his mama came from Englewood. All he's trying to do is buy some chains and stay up in the hood. 9:47 and some niggas trying to shop. He made sure he wasn't followed and he served another chop. At 10:15 he had to make another drop. And then he ran into a op up on the block and he stopped. Now his heart steady racing, he don't know what to do. He hopped up in the whip while being super confused. Took a left and took a right, you see the rage in his eyes. He swerving lane to lane while he grip on his pipe. Now he trying to catch a op that licked him by surprise. But then the nigga got popped and now we trying to survive. Man, that shit was self-defense, it turned to a homicide. All the thoughts running fast through his mind. Now he thinking about is how his baby mom gon' provide. And about his son and about his daughter that he's leaving behind. He's bleeding out while he's still gripping his nine. He's trying to see, but he has a little blur in his eyes. He heard another voice that he familiarized and realized it was Paco playing him the whole time. All cause a nigga chose to switch sides. Now both of them niggas died. Damn.
Young nigga, he was trying to stay up in the crib. So you know he had to get it how he live. Where he from, ain't nobody ever question what he did. And of course he had to get it how he give. Yeah, young nigga living, he ain't had no time for fun. If you live by the gun, you die by the gun. When you at the top, man, that shit ain't any fun. Someone else is trying to be that number one now.